Why are the 30s so scary? Why is that the number that just absolutely terrifies us? That is something that I really want to know. It has been a while, so allow me to fill you in. Hi, my name is Joey Kinney, and you're listening to the Happy Times Podcast, a podcast where we can just sit and chat, kind of like we're best friends. It's nothing that's scripted. It's nothing that's too crazy. This is a podcast that I want you to listen to when you feel like you need a friend. That's what I'm here for. That's why I'm here. And as a friend, I want you to know that I recently had a big change in my life. I turned 28 years old. Yeah. And as somebody who hates their birthday, which I'm still trying to figure out, I tried to celebrate this year, even though I did have COVID, which was super fun. I didn't have COVID for like the full 4 years. And then next thing you know, I just like dropped dead and I ended up taking a test. But turns out the test was positive, but turns out the test was expired. And then I didn't realize that until like maybe 4 days into it. And then I took another test and I was negative. So I was like, what? And then I took another test and I was negative. So I don't know. Maybe I'm still a COVID virgin or I had it. But either way, I was sick on my birthday. But I wanted to celebrate. And so I asked Angelica and I was like, okay, this is how I feel comfortable celebrating my birthday. The reason why I don't really like celebrating my birthday is because I don't really love the attention. I don't love the texts from friends that aren't really my friends. I don't love just feeling like I need to have a certain reaction to things when people get me gifts. I don't like gifts. And so I went up to an Angelica and I was like, okay, this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about doing a this or that birthday, which it puts a lot on her, but I really wanted to be very average, just this or that. What do we have for breakfast? Pancakes or eggs? You know, simple things like that. And she ended up throwing in a little surprise there where I'm absolutely in love with tennis. So she rented out a tennis court for us indoors, which is like, it's a little bit more expensive. It's like $50 for an hour. And I absolutely loved it. I was dying of COVID or whatever sickness I had, but I absolutely loved it. And hitting 28 kind of got me feeling that I need to start paying more attention to my life. I need to start focusing on things, start caring about, you know, who I am, what I eat, all of these things. And so I wanted to take today's podcast and kind of talk about things that I plan on doing before I turn 30. And obviously I have 2 years to make this list come true, I guess, but it's kind of a two-part list. I know there's no script, but I did make like little notes for this list because I think this is beneficial. My two-part list, we can't just make a list and expect it to happen. So the reason why I have two parts, my first part is things that I need to change in my life right now in order to be able to accomplish my second list. And so if we don't start out right, we can't just expect ourselves to figure it all out as we go. I mean, that is life. But what I'm saying is like, you can't just start from zero and do your entire list because you're going to be 30 years old and you'll be like, shit, okay, now I have to do all of this right now. But if we gradually get ourselves ready, get ourselves prepared, we're going to be in a better spot. And that's my thought process there. And I think you can kind of think of it like taking a test. Okay, you have to study for this test. I was always somebody that like put off studying and like I would study like for the last minute thinking it would stick in my head, but it didn't work like that. The times when I studied like periodically and I studied like a week before and I just studied a little bit every single day, gradually that information was well received and was retained by my brain versus trying to get it all in there at the end. And so I'm taking the same approach. Whoever thought that school would teach me something? That's crazy. So I'm taking the same approach here. And this is a three-part list of things that I need to change in my life right now. So right now I'm getting back into my physical journey to get the body that not only I want, but the body that I need. And the reason why I took a little break from getting my physical journey, I was actually going to this gym, like a personal private training gym. It's not as bougie as it sounds. It's like just like a small little place. And I was seeing the best results of my life, but I eventually had to change that because we bought a house, we moved, and I lost the time and the money, and we moved a little bit further away from the gym. So getting back into this fitness journey is something that I definitely need in my life in order to keep my health up. I always, how can I say this? I don't want to be like offensive, but my idea of like decent health is if you can always run a 5K and, you know, be okay. It doesn't mean it has to be easy, but I mean, you can run it, you know, you could do it. And so that's something that I always want to be able to do. And for the first time in my life, it was hard. Now I made that change, and this is a change that I need to make in my life right now and continue it, right? Because our body isn't, okay, we go to the gym once, we go on one run. No, it's not that. It's a continued change, and it's a constant upkeep. There's always going to be progress, but there's no progress pick because we're always moving forward. So we just signed up to a gym near us, and we've been going every so often. But you know, you get sick, and then I had to travel to Toronto for an event and give a speech there. And then, you know, I wanted to use the hotel gym, but I was just so exhausted. And then you get back home from traveling, and like, depending on how many days you've traveled are the same amount of days that you kind of need that rest because you just feel just absolutely shitty. And so it's tough to get back into things, but as long as there is consistency in some aspect, as long as there is being good enough, you will see progress. It's better to be consistently good or consistently good enough than occasionally perfect. So number one is getting the body that not only I want, but the body that I need. And that's something that I think is going to help me in my mental aspect, my physical aspect, and also the longevity of my life. So if I do have kids, you know, that's something that I can be confident that my health is like top tier. So I can do things with them. I can go on a run with them. I can go on a bike ride with them. I can take them on a hike. I can go adventuring if they play sports, do things like that. And so that aspect I hope to be set on. Now going on number two, I want to understand my stomach more. Now I went on a little bit of a gut health journey a while back, and I found it really, really beneficial. So I think the gut rules all things. I think it manages stress levels, anxiety, bowel movements, and let's be honest, if you have a bad stomach day, you have a bad day. That's just the way it is. And I can't be the only one that thinks about that. So when I go out to eat, the only thing that I think about, there's two things that I think about. I'm a little weird. When I go out to eat, I sit down and I'm like, okay, do I want to eat with my hands or do I want to eat with a fork and knife? I'm somebody that doesn't love getting my hands dirty, so I have to commit to that. I almost failed kindergarten because I didn't want to get my hands dirty when we were finger painting. Anyways, and then the second thing that I think about when I'm out to eat and like deciding on what I want to eat, I think about how it's going to make me feel. I think about tomorrow. I think about 50 minutes from now when I'm digesting it. These are the things that I think about. And when we have that in the back of our minds and we're conscious about what we're putting into our body, I never go for the thing that's just going to make me satisfied right now. I go for the things that are going to make me feel satisfied in an hour, you know, midday when I'm low on energy, what's going to make me feel good in that point. And so I haven't really been going out to eat. With all that being said, I don't really eat out much anymore. I think it's too expensive. The food's pretty shitty. It's low quality grade because it's too expensive for restaurants to buy high quality stuff. And we're paying too much money. We're just paying too much money. I was talking about this with Angelica and I'm like, it makes more sense for our couple date nights or whatever, when we go out to eat, it makes more sense for us to go get fast food because we can't cook that at home and it's $30. Now, I'm not saying that I eat fast food that often, but I'm saying like if there's anything that's a treat or whatever, it would be that, right? Because it makes sense. I don't have a deep fryer at home. I don't have these things, but I can make a steak at home. You know, I can make a burger at home. I can make all of those things that you have at a restaurant. I can make it at home. But the fast food department is a little bit tougher. And at least you're paying low dollars for I don't know, low quality food, I guess. So it balances out. It makes sense. And so I really just cook meals at home. But the way that I've been transitioning that is understanding my stomach. Okay, do I like garlic? Is it too hard in my stomach? Do I like spicy foods? The way that I handle spice is if I literally have to go, if I have to make that audible noise after I eat something, it's too spicy. Not in the sense that I can't eat it, but in the sense that it's probably not going to sit well for me. And that's okay. We need to start talking about our stomachs. We need to start talking about our bowel movements. And maybe I'm just okay with it because my mom was a nurse. But I think you should really, really try to understand that. So understanding the gut is my second thing. And then going on to my third thing that I need to change in my life right now is it's kind of like this line, just because everyone else does, doesn't mean you have to. Now, I was a late bloomer growing up. I never really gave into peer pressure that much. When my friends drank, I didn't drink. That's just not something I wasn't really into. I didn't have my first drink until I was like 21. And the legal age in Ontario or Quebec in Canada is 18 and 19. So I was really the odd one out at that time. But as I've gotten older, I feel like I've lost a little bit of my, I don't know, less, I've been giving in to peer pressure a little bit more. And stress has kicked in a little bit more. And when stress kicks in, I find all of our defense mechanisms, you know, kind of go down, our barriers are down, and we just kind of, we give into it all. You know, it's easy to wake up and have a coffee on an empty stomach because everyone else is doing it. It's such a little thing, but it's something that really, really negatively impacts our life and our day. And so one of the things that I started saying like no to is I don't want to go to brunch or like have a night on the town. I'm sorry. I like getting sleep. Alcohol, I've honestly just been drinking non-alcohol Coronas or Peronis or like little beers. Like Angelica and I are drinking, I'm talking about her a lot, but it's just like we have our life together and it's kind of like in sync, which is really lovely. But we've been drinking this like sour beer that's non-alcoholic and that's just, I feel way better. I actually get a good sleep. If I have an ounce of alcohol in my system, my sleep, I notice a huge difference. And going back to coffee, I've recently found out that my body is not reacting well to coffee in the morning or caffeine in the morning. I have like acid reflux on the first sip and then anxiety just like fills my gut. And then I can barely talk, let alone breathe. It's an issue that I'm trying to understand. And it kind of goes with understanding my gut. And one of the things that also goes with it is exercise. Because if I'm tired and I'm well hydrated, you know, I go to sleep and I I eat really well and I'm a little bit more health conscious. And it's going back to my, nutrition, exercise, sleep, and hydration. But that's just kind of like, that's kind of how I function. That's what works for me. So instead of giving in, I'm giving up. Let's say caffeine is never something that I've never needed it. I have never needed coffee. I've never needed caffeine. I'm able to wake up and just get going. I'm a freaking freak. I know. You're probably listening to this and be like, oh my God, Joey, I need like four coffees before I even like get out of bed. I don't understand you. I don't get you. That's crazy. Okay. That's crazy to me. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. We all carry around stressors, big or small. We all have something on our shoulder following us around. At times that can be a little heavier than we can carry. And for me, that is where a few things come into play, like sports, like hanging out with friends. But one of the things that stands out most for me is therapy, being able to talk about those stressors so that they don't just sit on your shoulder, because over time that weight will build up. Being able to talk about it will alleviate some of that pressure and reduce stress. Now, it isn't just a one-time fix. It's about coping. And in order to do that, you need to have a routine and a method of therapy. But maybe you don't want it to be in person. Well, I got you. BetterHelp is entirely online, and it can be done through phone call, video call, or even just messaging in case you're really just not in the mood, but you want to talk. And if you're really, really not up for it, the flexible schedules will help you. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now back to the show. But that's my list of three, guys, that I need to change in my life right now. And it's essentially just like just helping myself to get in a position that, you know, I need to be in a good spot. And I wanted to explain those ones a little bit more in depth because maybe that's something that you need to change into your life right now, right? These next things, I have a list of 10 things that I've jotted down over the years of things that I want to change. I didn't write anything beneath them or going into depth in them because they're going to be different for every single person. And to be honest with you, I'm still figuring it out. I'm still trying to understand it. My focus is on 1 and 3, right? My focus is on understanding my body, understanding my stomach, and saying no and knowing what I want. That's just like what I'm really trying to figure out right now, because I have always been super jealous of the person that is confident, that's confident in their decision, that's confident in saying no. And I've gotten to a point in my life where I'm actually really good at it. Somebody's like, hey, you want to go with us to like this thing? I was like, no. Like, nobody says no anymore. They always say like, I don't think so. I just say, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to stay home and I'm going to do this. You know, I give a reason because it's okay to not be interested in something. It's not okay to lie. That's kind of my two cents there. But now, okay, I'm going to cut the shit. I'm going to go into my list of 10 of things that I want to do before I'm 30. Okay. I'll talk a little bit about each one, but I'm going to keep it kind of quick because I can tell you're getting bored. So one, I'm going to set up my retirement savings plan, which I already have, by the way, don't worry. But as a creator for the last 12 years, I've never had a job that creates that for me. I don't have a pension, so I have to make my own. And that takes a lot of discipline. And then alongside that, I also have like, so I have retirement savings plan, like make sure it's like set up and everything. But then I also have like ask all questions about money, understand money. Money is my biggest stressor. And buying this home, oh my gosh, I've lost so much hair. I had to go to like a hair doc, which is a trichologist, by the way, because when we bought the house and so much money was being taken away from my bank account, my hair was just like falling out. And then as things like slowed down, you know, my hair stayed in place, which was crazy. It's crazy to see that. It's so scary, but I'm back now. I'm good. I'm in a good spot, but I still want to understand more about money. Money is something that I've always been scared to talk about. Money is something that my family has never really had a lot of and been a little bit more conscious of. And my mom's super stressed about it as well. And so that's kind of gone on to me. And so I want to know everything about it. I don't want to just shut it in a drawer and pretend it's not there or like charge something to my card when I don't know how much money I have to pay it off. I don't want to be that person. And so I want to know everything about my retirement savings plan, about all of my money, everything, what's going, what's happening. Like right now, I just have like, I think it's somewhere between like $200 and $500 that gets pulled from my account every month that just goes into an investment. And obviously I can't just do that to my retirement savings plan because only so much can go into that every year. But that's all I have right now, just because we had to buy the house. And so I had to make sure that I actually had money. But now we're back into hopefully the savings part of it all. Okay, I said I wasn't going to talk much, but then I just talked for 2 minutes about that. So going on to number two, I want to have an honest conversation with myself about my body and my routine. I want to sit down and be honest. I want to, you know, understanding my body, which was number one in the last list. I want to be like, okay, in order to feel good, I need to do this. In order to see results, I need to do this. And if I don't, there's no one to blame but me. That's the honest conversation. I want to know what makes me feel good. I want to sit down and be like, kind of like my whole list, my first list in one. I want to be able to say no, and I want to understand what makes me feel good and what benefits me. And now going on to number three, I want to host a party, which is so weird to say, especially for me. I never hosted a party in high school. I mean, I didn't even go to parties until I was like in grade 11 or 12, just cause I was so shy. It just like, wasn't my scene. It wasn't who I was. And now I have a house. I want people over here. Our next project is building a deck. And because I would love to have, I don't love people in my house, but I like the idea of like people like being outside, inside, like just like it, it being like free flowing. Like my most hated thing about house parties is that we're stuck inside. There's no way like out. There's no movement. And that makes me really anxious. So I want to make my home an anxiety-free zone for people. So I actually made sure to buy a house with a bathroom that is further away from where people would be partying, because I'm somebody that likes to, you know, go to the bathroom and like have a breather, have your like own time and like catch your breath and stuff. And when that's so close to the action, it's, you can't even get a moment to breathe. And that's why I want that deck for outside and everything like that. I'd love to host a party because I never have. And I want to do that before I turn 30. 4, I want to join a club, not like a, that's pretty good, but I want to join like a run club. I used to be in one, but then I moved a little bit further away and I can't run 10K to then run 6K and then run 10K back. I'm running a half marathon. So I can't do that. So I want to find one that's a little bit local, or maybe just like a tennis club, like things like that. I want to join a community to meet new friends. I have no friends where I live. I have friends, like I'm not very far from my regular friends, but I kind of want new friends, not to replace them, but just, I want friends that have no idea what I do. And I just want to like, our only common interest is tennis or running or something. You know, I just want that. Going on to number 5, I want to learn how to make bread. I've never done it. Everyone went through their like sourdough phase, but I think it's like, it would be a good thing to learn. And like it's kind of like fermentation, kind of like letting your starter grow and understanding bread more. Because I feel like all good cooks, even though they're a cook and not a baker, they all know how to make bread. And like that can really elevate your cooking. Number 6, I want to be a granola boy and run a marathon by 30 or at 30. I'm okay with that, like 30, 31. I see a lot of people, a lot of guys, a lot of men, they're having heart attacks while running. And I that's not how I want to go. I don't want to be like almost shitting myself during a marathon and then like my heart's also going. I don't want to do that. So I'm going to run a marathon at 30. And that's also, you know, where I have my honest conversation with myself about my body and my routine and do it because I want to do it, not because I'm seeing everyone else do it online. Now going on to 7, I want to finish my house renovations to put me in a good spot for kids. That's just like the hard truth. It's a lot of money, obviously, but I think it would be a really smart decision to get that stress out of the way before like the real money pit comes in. And that is kids and the energy and time that it takes for kids. I'm not going to be naive about it. I know it's your entire life and I want to be in a really good spot where I can be present with my kids and not be stressed out. And I'm going to be stressed out with the kids, but I'd rather not be stressed out like by the house and other things that I need to get done. And so that's something I want to focus on. Number 8, I want to slow down work a little bit. I've been working every single day. This sounds so fucking bad. I've been working every single day for the last 12 years and not on a schedule. And that's what I mean by slow it down. I'm very privileged in the work that I have. It does take a lot of work. I'm basically working 24/7, but I'm not working every hour for 24/7 type of thing. I'm just always on the clock, always creating, always thinking. And so when I say slow down work, I want to work more of a 9-to-5 in this creative aspect, which I know creativity doesn't work a 9-to-5, but I would love to keep that time slot. And then so at 5, the phone goes away, my brain turns off, I can go to my tennis club or my community or whatever and just like shut off my brain and slow down my work. And then I'm also able to, if there are kids, I'm able to really focus on them. That's something that I want to schedule my work a little bit more. Number 9, I want to write my 4th book and I want to get a book deal. I fucking want it. I want it so bad. I'm sorry if you're swearing. I'm Canadian. I want that book deal so bad. Not for the money, but I really want to be on a shelf. I'm on book shelves in India, which is crazy to me. But it sucks that I'll never be able to see that because I don't have the money to fly to India and publishers don't pay for your flights. So I would love to get a book deal, even if it's just in the States, but in the States and Canada on this 4th book. I'm trying my friggin' best. I'm writing it right now and we're going to be pitching to publishers and editors maybe next month, which is huge. My expectations are so friggin' low for it though. I've had a book agent before and nothing came from it. They wanted me to write about relationships and everyone was like, this guy's 24. What does he know? And I'm like, exactly. But now I'm 28 and I have a lot to write about and I have a wonderful idea. And it's a book idea that I've never seen before. If you love me for my books, What's the Rush and Take Your Time and Hurry Up. And you love me for my book, Dreaming with My Eyes Wide Open. That's very like self-growth, installment prose, me and then also poetry. And so I'm kind of like marrying those two. If you love those two concepts, you're going to love my fourth book. Hopefully it makes it there. And lastly, I want to date more. Now I know I've mentioned Angelica a few times in this podcast. And when I say date more, I want to fall in love more with my partner. I really, really do. I want to date more. I want to go on dates more. This home has been our money pit and it's been our main focus. And we're both very creative. She's a florist and I obviously do what I do. And it takes a lot of time out of us and a lot of energy. And we end up just like kind of plopping on the couch at the end of the day. Cause we're just, our brains are really mentally tired. And so I want to push us more. And that's why I want to slow down my work a little bit so I can, after five, let's go out for dinner or let's go for a walk and do something that's a little bit out of the norm. Let's fall in love a little bit more. That's kind of my goal, especially by 30. Cause then if kids come, I want to be in love with my partner. I don't want to just be a co-parent. I want to be a family. And that's really my goal. And yeah. And don't worry, you guys are going to be part of the family too. So thank you very much for listening. I do have one ask. I have one ask. If you can leave a review on this podcast, leave a 5-star. It really, really helps. I never really noticed, but then people like businesses come up to me at this event that I was in Toronto and they're like, you have like 4,000 reviews. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, holy crap. I'm like, oh, that's good. I didn't know. So it really, really helps. And the last little plug I have is I recently launched my poetry workshop, which is a writing workshop. So if you've loved my writing, if you love my poetry and you've always wanted to learn how I write, or the techniques that I use, I'm giving away all my secrets in this. And I would love, love, love for you to take it. It's $39 right now, and it will be going up soon in the next few weeks. So if you want, go check it out. It's on my Instagram and everywhere. Or you can just search Joey Kidney Poetry Workshop, and it'll pop up. But I really, really appreciate it if you could go check it out. And if you're interested in like talking with me and having a one-on-one consultation to get your poetry to the next level, I also offer that as well. We can have a private conversation over Zoom or whatever. But thank you very much for listening to the podcast, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it. With UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck. And check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big.